In 1979, during a heated tennis match, 22-year-old Bjorn Borg demonstrated a rare ability. Facing John McEnroe's infamous temper, Borg simply put his arm around McEnroe's shoulders and said, "It's okay, just relax. It's a great match." This brief gesture transformed McEnroe's rage into focus. Though McEnroe won that day, he gained something more valuable, a new perspective that improved his approach to tennis for years. This moment exemplifies quiet influence, strength without force, requiring neither title nor authority. Quiet influence has become increasingly valuable in our interconnected world. Traditional command and control leadership simply doesn't work anymore. The fundamental misconception many leaders have is believing their title alone enables them to execute ideas through commands. But authority isn't the same as power. Authority is the right to lead, while power is the ability to make things happen. Even well-intentioned authority, like giving helpful direction, can undermine influence rather than enhance it. The highest form of leadership comes from being a mainspring, the hidden element that enables an entire system to function. Like a clock's mainspring that moves other components without being visible, these leaders create essential impact without obvious effort. True influence begins with what Confucius called ren, humaneness, creating conditions where others feel genuinely included and valued. This isn't grandiose altruism, but recognition of shared human needs. Confucius taught that being respectful, large-minded, trustworthy, responsive, and generous leads to influence. You win hearts, earn trust, and accomplish goals. Some argue care doesn't belong in business, ignoring our nature as social animals. Our need for acceptance is hardwired. There is nothing in the whole world so painful as feeling that one is not liked, wrote Sei Shonagon. This need for belonging remains vital professionally. Consider Keith, who earned my complete dedication without formal authority. His genuine interest in my work made me prioritize his projects, leading me to recommend him enthusiastically years later. The Western approach often views influence as transactional exchanges. While appealing, this perspective is incomplete. Research shows lasting influence depends on trustworthiness built through competence, humility, and cooperation. Interestingly, we tend to trust recipients of our favors more than those who help us, the Ben Franklin effect. Genuine care wins hearts, not just compliance. Master influencers don't overcome objections. They open the door wider by encouraging more expression, acknowledging fears, and creating safety for honest communication. In the Hindu scripture Yoga Vasistha, when Prince Rama delivers an anguished speech about life's meaninglessness, the court admires his insight. Sage Vasistha spends 3 weeks engaging with Rama's existential pain, honoring rather than dismissing it. Effective influencers make others feel comfortable voicing concerns fully before defending or explaining. Galena Jeffrey engaged her Hong Kong assistant by asking, "Does that make sense?" before client meetings. Keith Bronnett suggests presenting action plans and requesting feedback, while Christy Jacobs warns against assumptions about others' thoughts, which often reflect our own projections. When facing objections, we create just-so stories where our ego stars, assuming we know what's wrong and how to fix it. True influence requires abandoning linear explanations for complex conditions. The more you welcome criticism, the less defensive people become about their ideas. A workplace's climate, unlike its culture, is malleable and quickly changeable. While climate impacts motivation, performance, and financial results, we shouldn't try to manage it. Rather than controlling climate dimensions like clarity and recognition, Zhuangzi would suggest simply exuding appreciation and good cheer. Anyone can create climate regardless of role or seniority. Consider Cedric, a young waiter who transformed the atmosphere by encouraging a struggling colleague. Creating a positive climate doesn't mean forcing artificial harmony. True influence requires intelligence and strategic thinking. Zhuangzi illustrates this with a story of a cook carving an ox with perfect skill, finding natural spaces between joints. showing how climate creators navigate challenges with precision rather than force. A positive climate isn't imposed, but nourished by those who approach work with sharp intellect and good cheer despite difficulties. Rumi's poem, The Night Air, celebrates a special kind of laziness, the mystic's ability to observe without interference. In it, a dying man wills his inheritance to whichever of his three sons proves laziest. True listening perceives what lies beneath surface communication, like detecting a crack in a pot by its sound. This receptivity demands patience and concentration rather than immediate action. Martha Weld's failure as an internal consultant illustrates this principle. Her memo on data monitoring received acknowledgement but no action because she assumed a cohesive group existed when there were only individuals with distinct interests. Western approaches often treat people as objects to analyze rather than subjects to learn from. Rumi offers an alternative where presences flow, evolve, and create in tandem. The youngest brother in the poem embodies this approach with a ladder made of patience that allows authentic connection to emerge naturally. The most influential moments often follow periods of patient listening. Power sharing is the hardest yet most crucial practice for influencers. During the control stage, groups become trapped in power struggles as initial excitement fades. By sharing power, quiet influencers reduce anxiety and build confidence, moving groups beyond internal conflicts toward progress. In the Mahabharata, Princess Savitri follows the god of death, Yama, when he takes her husband's soul. She strategically declares their shared journey makes them friends. The wise, seeing the truth, have declared a fellow walker to be a friend. Her thoughtful approach impresses Yama, who grants her boons. Beyond symbolizing wifely devotion, Savitri's story demonstrates masterful alliance building. Relationships exist along two dimensions, whether someone is with or against us, and whether that stance is conditional or unconditional. The boundary between ally and adversary remains permeable, unlike the rigid line between friend and foe. This perspective reveals opportunities to convert adversaries to allies by finding aligned interests. The challenge isn't lacking relationship skills, but failing to see potential allies in perceived enemies. Western culture glorifies leadership, but real progress often requires being good followers. As Joan Braggar notes, there is power in following, because that's where the motion comes from. Sima Qian's histories tell how an unlikely figure, a crude, hard-drinking village headman, became Emperor Gaozu, founder of China's Han Dynasty. Despite more impressive competitors, this seemingly ordinary leader succeeded by recognizing and supporting talent. When Han Xin considered betraying Gaozu, he remained loyal because Gaozu had doffed his own garments to clothe me, gave me food from his own plate, listened to my words, and used my counsels. Supporting leaders creates loyalty and momentum. Contrast this with Qin Shi Huang's approach of control and punishment. Though briefly effective, it bred resentment. Jia Yi observed that Qin failed to rule with humanity and righteousness and didn't understand that winning power and maintaining it required different skills. The most powerful leaders often step outside the circle rather than dominating it. When did you last consciously follow someone else's lead, and what resulted?